Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Catch a Wave with the Surf and Cowgirl, only on LA Talk Radio.
Howdy, 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 y'all. Welcome to Catch a Wave with the Surfing Cowgirl. And I'm assuming everyone's got their turkeys thawed out and ready for the oven. Kim, are you out there across the airwaves?
I am.
How are you today?
I couldn't be better. I am just so excited today. Today is like Christmas Eve for me.
Yeah, because y'all are fabulous chefs and gourmet chefs, but I do know y'all are about to travel to celebrate your mom's 80th birthday in coordination with your Thanksgiving, and all of your family's going to be there. So I wish I was there to join the festivities. I know it's going to be a feast, but are y'all cooking once y'all get there? Because I know you're not traveling with your dishes, but what do y'all have planned? Upon
I
your
am
arrival.
I'm not hauling a turkey to Oklahoma, but there will be a turkey feast waiting for me when I get there.
Awesome.
Mom is already cooking, and we keep telling her, don't burn yourself out before we get there. Save some in the tank.
Yeah.
For us once we get there, but she is just as ecstatic as we are.
Yes.
And it's going to be a great, great weekend.
Well, so much to be thankful for. Your mom had some health issues the past couple of months, but she just celebrated her 80th birthday, and you have a rather large family, so y'all are going to give new meaning to the word gather as you celebrate Thanksgiving and everything you have to be thankful for in addition to her 80th birthday. And I need to make a shout out to one of my favorite friends, Dr. James Denton. He had a big birthday yesterday. So happy birthday, Dr. Denton. And this is one of my 20-year friends that he's more like my dad. He's always encouraged me, and fabulous surgeon there in Fort Worth, Texas, and now lives over in the Turtle Creek area of Dallas. But I just told everyone.
Happy birthday, Dr. Denton.
Happy birthday, Dr. Denton. We love you and so glad that you have health and prosperity and much to be thankful for. And I know you celebrated a big birthday yesterday. So we're going to go quickly to Wish on Wednesday. And this Wednesday, I'm doing a charitable philanthropic work with Meals on Wheels. And so I have friends that work in Meals on Wheels. And so it's always nice for folks to, this is a community-based organization, and it's dedicated to providing nutritional and just, helping to eliminate isolation in the elderly across our communities. And Meals on Wheels supports more than 5,000 communities across the United States. So wanted to try to do something appropriate for Thanksgiving and feeding America. So Meals on Wheels is our Wish on Wednesday. And we're going to go to, it's like the pop, the place of the positive word, the power of the positive word. It always covers a lot of ground. And I ask among my friends, my new friends and my old friends, what are you thankful for? And I had a lot of wonderful, wonderful responses. And, last night we had dinner, and I met a new friend. His name was John, and he just had a beautiful, healthy baby boy and got that baby here, and mom's healthy. And so I loved what he said. He just said, he's a New York guy, and he had his first child at 40, and he said, I am thankful for life. I am thankful for new life. And he was just so thankful to get his firstborn child here, and mom's doing great. And I just thought it was such a sincere, wonderful something that he had to add in his place of gratitude at this Thanksgiving time. We all know what it's like to take that first baby home from the hospital and get mama and baby home healthy. So I thought it was really, really sweet that he was so thankful for his new baby boy and thankful that mom was doing well. So really appreciate
it. Just make all those memories flood back, Jenny.
Oh, yeah. So getting
brought
those,
our babies home.
Brought your children home.
I mean,
home.
Like,
yeah, and what was funny is when we moved to a different house, and our kids were 3 and 4, and they kept wanting to go home. They kept saying, we want to go home. Even the dog wanted to go home. The dog didn't like the new house. And, you know, and I was like, but my oldest son, of course, that wasn't his first home. But that was funny how when we moved to, you know, our supposedly bigger, better house, everybody wanted to go home. And like I said, even the dog was sad and moping around so that was a transition. And so we thought about, you know, bringing our children home from the hospital to that new home. But I'm going to jump over to my friend Carl. Carl is actually hosting our Thanksgiving dinner in West Hollywood this Thursday. And we just love our friends, Carl and Brenton. And Carl said, there are many things that I'm thankful for, of course, but I'm very thankful to be living out my dream and able to move to West Hollywood. And I love the beautiful weather and, of course, the progressive, inclusive attitude. But they also have a new home that they are building in down in Mexico on the beach. But Carl is a fabulous, fabulous decorator designer, and so appreciate. They had birthday dinner for me last night, and so we had a wonderful time. But I'm so thankful for Carl and Brenton, and Brenton is in the medical field, and these are some of my Texas friends, but they're kind of new friends. I met them this year, and they're just wonderful. But Brenton said, I thought this was so sweet. He said, I am thankful for all of my loved ones and family who have prayed over me and my destiny since my birth, because I'm coming into my purpose, and I know that their prayers have played a big role in opening so many doors for me. And I thought, you know, that goes back to what I always talk about, prayer equity, and the people that come before you, and you know, that's people that are just wishing you well, people that just have your best interest at heart, people who are just lifting you up and supporting you. And, you know, I always say, hopefully every one of us has a praying grandma. And so when I would think I was talking or counseling to young people, I was like, you know, I know you had a praying grandma, because I know your grandma, and your grandmother would want that, you know. And you know how when you're kind of like bringing someone back into alignment, a young person or something. But I just love it that Brenton said, I'm just thankful for all the people, you know, who prayed for me. And I just thought that was so nice. And then I'm going to move on to Scott, which is, of course, my friend at Luxury Consignment there on Oak Lawn in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Scott, I know you're listening and appreciate you. And what was so great is we had some of our California people actually go by and check out Scott's store there on Oak Lawn. And, you know, like I said, I can't say it enough. He just has that place packed with wonderful treasures and finds. It's where Dallas's celebrities resell their runway. But Scott, he said, I am thankful this year in 2019 for my health and my prosperity, and looking forward to a fabulous 2020. And then I'm going to move on to my friend Lori, which Lori's done over 25 years in ministry and service. But she said, I'm learning to be content and to be thankful.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that.
Uh-huh.
Be content.
Yeah.
A lot of people have a really hard time with that.
Yeah.
And that's a really profound statement.
Yeah.
I like that.
So she's
being content.
Yeah. She said, I am learning to be content and thankful in all situations, whether good or bad, because I know the truth. I know the word of God and I know that God loves me, and all things are going to work out and work together for my good. I am thankful for my Lord Savior Jesus paying the price on the cross for me. I am thankful for all the benefits that come with my redemption. And I have peace, and I have joy, and I have healing, and I have provision. I am thankful that when I go to the house of God, I feel His presence and His anointing in such a mighty way that nothing on earth can compare to Jesus in my heart. He is all I ever want and all I ever need. So I say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. I am thankful for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I love that. Okay, I mean, I'm just like, that's pretty big. That's pretty big. So before I go into Kevin's thankfulness word, I wanted to see what your friends and family had to say this
week.
Oh
my gosh, I've had so much fun with this, and it's really been fun talking to not only the business professionals that I have in my life, but the friends and family. And I started working and developing a page called Positively Placer. I live in Placer County up here in Northern California. And what we're doing is we're going to be kicking off soon a positivity challenge. And it's going to be hopefully 21 days. We'll see how far it goes. And so I've been working on this. And so with that said, I put out there, you know, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? And gotten a few responses. One of them is, I'm grateful for my children. This is from Dawn, by the way. I'm grateful for my children who are doing all the cooking this year.
Yeah.
Hey, me
Woo!
Too, Dawn.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
So it's not my children, it's the family. And our table will be minus one, but we are still thankful. And that's also something that I thought I really wanted to talk about, too, that, you know, even though there might be one less seat at the table, that we're still thankful for what we have, just like what your friend just said.
Amen.
About just being in that moment and being content.
We talked about this last night. We said, you know, tomorrow may be a gift, but today is the present. Get it? The gift and the present.
Yep.
So there you go. Like, yes, you want to always be thankful for tomorrow and hopeful for tomorrow, but yeah, be in the moment because today is a present. So I love that. Yes, go on.
Okay, so a few more that I've gotten back. One of my friends said that they are thankful for, Teresa, that she's thankful for a job that I love, kids that are healthy, and a roof that doesn't leak.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yes, and we're thankful for the rain. We're getting rain down here today, yeah.
And, yeah, it's raining up here, too, and snowing like crazy. Oh, man, it's wreaking havoc on travel. But, you know, God's timing.
Yes.
Another one is from Lisa. I'm thankful for my wonderful friends, my amazing family, and my beautiful child.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah. And then another one said, Sherry is thankful for her amazing family and people with a sense of humor.
Yes, yes, because it takes a sense of humor. Okay, so I'm going to interject here and say, did you by some chance think about this positive page and branch off of us batting the ball, kicking the ball, passing the ball back and forth here on Catch a Wave? Did it help you to the idea that, hey, I'm going to do a plaster positivity page? Was, because I'm not trying
to. Actually, I've done it with a friend of mine.
Okay, good.
And you know, you heard me talk about Julie Patterson.
Yeah.
Who is just an incredibly dynamic person. And I'm so thankful for her in my life. She pushes me and pushes that envelope and is just
Wonderful.
Always dynamic.
Wonderful. Well, I wasn't trying to, like, you know, toot our horn over here, but I was like, you know,
oh, no, no,
positivity
no.
is spread. I mean, like, positivity and power of positivity is catching and it's infectious. And so I was hoping that, like, one complemented the other and one went hand in hand. But that's so amazing that you're doing that. And I love that idea. So you're making some Facebook pages or social media pages that are just about positive, just positivity.
Yes. And what it is there's no negativity allowed on the page.
Love it.
You can't be critical.
Love
you
it.
You can't be a Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
Everything has to be positive.
Uplifting.
And it's also going to be for when you see acts of kindness happen in your life. You know, we see it all the time. And you think, oh, that was really cool how that kid stopped and helped someone across the street. Or you see your neighbor that goes and cleans your other neighbor's gutters out. Because the leaves need to be cleaned out of their gutter. You hear someone's been sick and they took them a dish because they needed food.
Your
and weren't
neighbor,
feeling up to it.
I've been it, there.
That's
many...
what this page is about.
Yeah.
It's just to put those things out there. And hopefully, it, like you said, it will be infectious.
Yes.
And it will spread. And when you see something, you'll promote it.
Yes.
And then it just lifts your life.
Amen.
And so that's kind of what the purpose behind the page is. We're going to be giving away some prizes each day.
Love it.
For people that put out positivity. And so we really want everyone to go and like our Facebook page, Positively Taskmaster. Gosh, I stumble over that way too much. And it's a tongue twister for me.
Love it.
But that's what the page is, and we're having a lot of fun with it.
And we also talked about, you know, we talk about this weekly. We're like, our world is needing more human connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been to your house, and your neighbor brings you fresh eggs, like on
Sunday. Every Sunday.
Every Sunday, your neighbor has free range, you know, hens, and he brings you fresh eggs. And I was like,
every day,
every Sunday. And
every Sunday,
that's your neighbor. Like that's old school. That's so neighborly. And I just, I love and appreciate it for you. And so we were just talking about, you know, inviting someone over. Oh, and then we just met someone last night and it was a friend of a friend. And I was like, hey, I don't want you to be alone on Thanksgiving. Let's go to late dinner. And then my friends were like, no, just come to our house. And so everyone needs to gather. And so, you know, it's the most wonderful time of the year. And we don't want anyone left out. We don't want anyone left behind. We want to lift everyone up. And so I love it that you're doing that page. And I know I'm going to get on there and pay attention. But I'm going to go to Kevin's now. And I want to talk a little bit about Kevin. Kevin has been a family friend for over 40 years. And so I had talked about, and I'm going to have him on in the future, but I talked about, you know, back in the middle, you know, and I like to do this in the middle of the show, and let's all meet back in the middle. Let's all lay our opposition down and meet back in the middle. And then also we kick the ball around and talked about middle-aged crazy. You know, we've all lived long enough that we never wanted to give up hope. We didn't want to get complacent. We didn't want to give up and give in. We have a lot to look forward to, you know, and we certainly need to fight for each other as Americans, not against each other. And we would just like all to come back in the middle. But what we talked about was giving Kevin a name called the married man, because Kevin is a married man. But what's more significant about Kevin is he is a highly decorated military man. And
nice.
And I know your brother Kevin is a highly decorated military man. And I just love to reach out and lift up and extend my attitude of gratitude for our military, current and past. And I, you know, people are probably like, oh my gosh, you know, we talk about that too much. And the answer is no, we don't talk about it enough. And these people, you know, it goes back to that Toby Keith song and, you know, some gave all. And these military people, they are paying the greatest price for our freedom and our liberties as Americans, that we can live in the most wonderful country in the world and have freedom of speech and freedom of religion. And so it's like, hats off to all of our veterans and our military servicemen and women and our service animals. And I just, you know, I love our country, you know, I'm like, woohoo, get out and wave your red, white, and blue. But here's what Kevin had to say. And Kevin is an educated man. He is an engineer. His son is studying to be an engineer. And he was very instrumental in the work at Jerry Jones's electrical system at Dallas Cowboy Stadium. And I don't know if you've been to that AT&T Stadium, but it is like nothing you've ever seen in your life. So Kevin's had a lot of success. And he, like I said, he was a highly decorated military individual. And so he emailed in, and he is going to be on our show. But he said, I'm thankful for all of the things that most people would give thanks for. Good health, the love of family and country, gainful employment, and good friends. He said, but I do have a few concerns about our division in our country. And I would like for us, and this is written in such small print, I'm going to try to read it with my readers on here. He said, I would like to bring all of us together as Americans and not go through the two factions of daily battle in the forums of Congress and television and social media and the networks who sensualize every human fallacy to do their best to polarize and galvanize their audiences to whip them into a frenzy of hate, mistrust, and continued watching. So I thought, I hear you, brother. I hear you. Like, you know, and he said, we are fortunate to live in a nation where both sides, you know, the left and the right of these social media forums and frenzies and polarization stances, you know, we're fortunate to live in a nation where both sides have the personal freedom to speak aloud about their beliefs. They have the freedoms because of what our Constitution provides, and it is because of patriots that have defended this constitutional right and freedom throughout our history against those who would otherwise oppose it. When we as a country are faced with a threat, all of our internal strife seems to fade immediately. And we come together and fight that threat with an intensity that sends our enemies running for their caves and spider holes. Now, I want you to know, he would know, because I know what his role was in the military, and I'm not gonna mention that. But if anyone would know, he would know. He said, so on this Thanksgiving, I would like to see us come together as Americans as the situation calls for it. I am a veteran, and I have seen what our military can do. It can take a microcosm of our society with all of its diversity and differing beliefs and unite our nation in a common belief and bound us with discipline. This results in an organization and communicates effectively and stomps a mud hole in every single aggressor who threatens our country. On this Thanksgiving Day, I'm going to have to switch to a page. I don't want to lose my spot. On this Thanksgiving Day, as Democrats and Republicans are embroiled in yet another disagreement, I give thanks for our intrinsic unity and personal freedom and of our military who contends to both protect and unite us. Way to go, Kevin. Well said. And so, you know, it's all about we as a nation may not have it all together, but together we have it all. And I don't feel like we should wait until we are threatened to come together. And I would like for us all to join together in a positive power of agreement that we're going to have a fabulous, wonderful, uplifting November and December as we close out this decade. And so that's what I have. And I had my friends last week, or my friend on, who did her book, Hope Beyond Brokenness, and that's available on Amazon. And I hope any of y'all who didn't get Jada's book, Hope Beyond Brokenness, that she and her husband, Pastor Mark Haney, wrote, they just give a wonderful, inspirational story for hoping beyond any kind of brokenness that you have endured. And so I just have wonderful, wonderful friends, and they're all doing their part. I mean, I always preach this: be the change you want to see, and get out there and vote, get out there and run for office, get out there and work in your community. The answer on all fronts is less government, fewer taxes, more local support and control. And just like you in your community, in your county, you're doing a positivity page and trying to get people united in a place of power of agreement and positive works and reaching out and, you know, like a good neighbor, and just love that. So what else did you have? Anything?
Yeah. I have a friend that I worked with when I first moved out here to California. His name is Robert. And Robert is now living in Southern California. And his family isn't as accepting of his lifestyle. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
And so Robert doesn't have his typical family anymore. But that doesn't slow him down. And he has an amazing, amazing family that he has chosen as his family. And I think a lot of people lose sight of that too, that you can choose your family. Your family doesn't have to be blood. And he and his partner, Mark, are going to have 25 people around their Thanksgiving table this year. All people that have brought amazing joy and encouragement and enlightenment to their life. And I just have mad props for Robert and what he's doing down there. He has taken in some veterans that have PTSD, and they work there in his vineyard, and they help him around the property. And his one of the gentlemen's brother was hurt very extensively in Iraq, came home. And Robert said he'll always have a home here.
Oh, my. That's awesome. Wow.
Robert gave him a home. He ended up with some very extensive injuries that his body just couldn't overcome. And he passed away recently. Robert flew his entire family to Arlington for his burial.
Wow.
And then, because it was such a traumatic time for John and his mom, he flew them to Hawaii, and they had 2 weeks in Hawaii just to kind of decompress from what all they had been through.
Wow.
Now, you want to talk about giving. That man has a giving heart like I've not seen from a lot of people. And Robert, you know, he's got some money, but he's not uber wealthy, but he gives what he has, and he's thankful for everything that he has. And I just think that that's just such an important thing to think about this time of year, is be thankful and giving of what you can.
Well, and I want to say,
because go ahead,
nothing is lost. I mean, like I always say, extreme adaptation. And so, you know, it's like, what's not servicing you well, you know, possibly move forward and move on. And despite any differences, well, you know, you're still out there giving it away to keep it and giving it away to get it. And what I mean by that is your love and the abundance of source to make a difference, to be the change that you want to see. And every one of us have hindrances or obstacles or stumbling blocks. And when we just have, you know, a made up mind for positive, abundant creativity, that God allows us in an overcoming spirit and faith and hope and grace, you, if you know, life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. And it's like, like you're saying, this gentleman, he's had some challenges, his family's fractured, but he didn't let that stop him. He continued forward, and he was like, okay, next, I'm going to go be the change I want to see. I want to help people. I want to make a difference. I want to make everyone's life around me better. I want to, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be blessed, so I want to bless someone else. And that, I love that story. I love that he is out there being the change and the healing and restoration that he would like to see. And that's what I'm, that's, you know, that's what I'm here to hopefully inspire and motivate and promote as well as you are, is that, you know, our life is a mirroring effect, and we're all about having good energy and positivity and power of agreement. And you need to get with people that encourage you. You need to get with people that encourage you. And I love it that he's got a vineyard in Southern California, and, you know, and, talking about a few of my favorite things. I've been working with California Wine Connection and, the Taylors over there at California Wine Connection. And we did our holiday wine selection, and then we're going to do our spring wine selection. But, just wonderful, wonderful wine brokers that, we have and our friends over there. So, that's wonderful, Kim. I love to hear all of these people that are making a wonderful difference. And, I'm thankful for so many things, like these wonderful people like Robert that you've spoken of, and just my new friends and my old friends. But I was thinking about all my favorite things. It was rain coming down on the window, and you just get in the moment and in the attitude of gratitude. And I'm thankful for I never really despise it raining, because we need rain across different areas of the country. But thankful for the containment of the fires here in California. And we just want to be in prayer for all of those who have lost so much this year. And we join together in power of positive agreement for restoration. And it's been quite a traumatic time with these raging fires, and we've had a lot of catastrophe this year. But it's together as Americans that we, you know, join together. And I can only offer what I have, and that is just my prayer and my wish for restoration and a hope in tomorrow, that we can come together and join each other in lifting up. But I thought about this today. The rain was coming down on the studio window, on these big glass studio windows. And I go back to this a lot, because I reached my 50th birthday recently. No one ever thought I would live, you know, a week or two, let alone a few months. And so I started living my life like I only had 3 weeks to live. And it was a wonderful thing for me. It was a rebuilding. And even though it was very trying and challenging, but nothing is ever lost. And it gave me a greater and a deeper appreciation for life. But as the rain was hitting the window, it reminded me of when I was laying in critical care ICU, and I was literally strapped down to the bed, unable to move. And I was on full-blown life support, but I came to for a few minutes, and I looked out the window, and the rain was beating down on the window. And for some reason, you know, my mind went back to that song, I Want to Know, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? And I just thought about what it would be like to be able to breathe on my own again, and what it would be like for my heart to not have to have an adrenaline drip, and for my heart to have the strength to beat on its own again. And I thought about, will my feet ever touch the ground again? Will I ever be able to walk again, have the capacity for my body to come out of kidney failure? And, you know, nothing was working, nothing. And I just thought about, oh my God, if I ever can get on my feet again and get outside to feel and smell the rain. And this is real. This makes it real. It takes it back to ground zero, back to home base. And then I had a 5-year journey of rehabilitating and regaining an 85% memory loss. And just, you know, I couldn't even wear shoes for a year because I couldn't keep my balance if my feet weren't touching the ground and grounded. I couldn't walk with shoes on without falling down. And so it's just like today when it was raining and it was beating on the window, and it took me back 12 years ago almost, of being in that very compromised situation. And it helps you get real. It helps you get thankful for living and breathing, just breathing on your own, and being able to walk, and being able to have the capacity of your memory. And so I feel like, even though that was a traumatic experience for myself and my family and my small children, nothing is lost, because how could you have the appreciation to be able to breathe on your own and walk on your own? How could you have appreciation the way that I do, the level that I do, of the rain beating down on the window, if I had not had that moment? And so like all of this week, I ask everyone, strangers, friends, old friends, new friends, what are you thankful for? And just the gift of life to have another day to make a difference, to do something for someone. You know, if you want God to get behind you, if you want the power and the creator and the God of source in the universe to get behind you, then get a project bigger than yourself. And I am always gonna be super passionate about fixing things. You know, we're fixers, Kim, and we want to fix things. And at the root of it all, I think you can't go wrong when you feed people and you love them and you hug them and you reach out to them. And, you know, there's just something about we gather and we gather together and we reach out and we connect to one another. And I want to encourage everyone to slow down, put your smartphones aside, grow across the street, hug your neighbor, take them something, even if it's some eggs. And what's your neighbor's name that brings you the eggs? You don't have to say his last name, but that man.
Ringo and Renee.
I just want to shout out to you. I think that's so awesome that, like clockwork, here your neighbor comes with your fresh eggs. That is old school.
Every Sunday.
That is old school.
He comes and knocks on the door, and you open the door, and he's like, Happy Sabbath.
I love it. Every Sunday, your neighbor brings you fresh eggs. That is so awesome. And that right there, that's what I'm talking about. And, you know, it's such a wonderful time to gather. And I know we all kind of get nostalgic at the holiday times, and that's great. We do need to slow down. We do need to celebrate the reason for the season. And, you know, that's why we don't give gifts. We don't give gifts within our family. and we don't give our kids gifts, and that kind of starched their socks for a while, but they're over it now. You know, they're 23, they're 23, 24 and 29. And they, I was like, I want you to focus on the gift you're going to give and how that might be. And they would come home, those kids, they would go work at Evelyn Rivers Coat Project, and they would gather coats and gather toys for the holidays. And they'd go around, they'd buy coats, they'd deliver coats, and they would wrap presents. And I know at Pastor Mark and Jada's church this last week, they had a shoebox packing and wrapping. And so everyone in the community gathered together, and they put together gift boxes for children, and they wrapped. And we always do angels, and, you know, and so that's the spirit and the reason for the season is to get out there and give it away. And then I always say, pay a professional to do a professional job. And what I mean by that is it's very easy to research what charities are reputable and what charities are having great effectiveness and productivity locally, regionally, nationally, worldwide. And, you know, every month I do Doctors Beyond Borders because I have doctors' friends who work in that, and I've seen them travel with their children. And I know my doctors and friends went to Haiti, and they go all over the country for relief and help and aid. And they do emergency surgeries, repair cleft palates, fix hands of veterans of war that have been involved in military incidents. And so Doctors Without Borders, I can't say enough about that. I know, I believe Joel Osteen's brother, you know, is a surgeon, and he works in that organization as well. So you can pay attention to where you want to give your money and how you want to give your money if you want to give by simply donating a check. And then we have a wonderful servant of God in our community back in Texas. And I mentioned this before, and they do funeral services and burial arrangements for the unchurched, for the less fortunate. And they do nursing home ministry and outreach. And that is something that, you know, we're going to work on in the nursing homes with the bookmobile and the Catch a Wave. We're going to take audiobooks to the elderly, and then we're going to focus on young children with the Catch a Wave bookmobile and the reading project. We're going to put books into children's hands who aren't old enough or haven't gotten a cell phone in their hand yet, because we want to return back to getting a book in your hand and promote reading and just a good time out to enjoy a book. So much to be thankful for, and many, many ways that every one of us can give and lift up. And I never despise humble beginnings. I mean, if it's $5, if it's $20, you know, whatever you can give at this time of year would be wonderful. And there's just numerous magnificent organizations that are making a vast difference in meeting the needs of people who are out there and need it and want it and could use it. So, Kim, when y'all are actually going to fly out tomorrow and celebrate your Thanksgiving tomorrow evening, or no, Thursday evening, right?
Yes. We're going to fly out. We leave out about 6 o'clock in the morning. The kids are flying out of Reno. We're flying out of Sacramento, headed back to Oklahoma City, jump in the car, race out to Western Oklahoma. Dinner will be ready for us when we get there.
That's awesome.
And, so, yeah,
that's really exciting. I'm so excited. I had an interesting event occur last week. Directly after the show, this young man, he went on Instagram and reached out for me, and it made me feel good that at least I knew we had touched one person with the power, you know, with the power of a positive word. And this man had no knowledge of the Word of God or the foundational truth of the Word of God. And he is actually in the music industry. And so he reached out on and he direct messaged me on Instagram and he said, could I ask that you pray for me? And I said, absolutely. And he said, can you tell me something from the Bible that would give me peace and hope? And I said, yes. And he and I said, are you in need of prayer? And he said, yes. And I said, and he said, I would like a Bible verse. I would like a word to hang on to this week. And I said, okay, well, what comes to my mind is who the Son sets free is free indeed. Who the S-O-N, who the Son of God sets free is free indeed. And I said, you know, that just says it all. We're free. We're free in protection. We're free in a love and a grace and a protection. And so I just direct messaged, privately messaged this young man back and forth and was able to encourage him in what he was, you know, going through at the time. And so it made me feel good that, you know, I'm not going to pretend I have all the answers and I don't know what I don't know, but I can always return to the foundation and the root of my belief system, and that it is God is good, God is great, and all the time God is good. And whatever anyone out there across the airwaves, whatever their belief system is, you can have unity in the power of positivity. You can have unity in love and mercy and grace. You can have unity in human kindness and outreach. And that's the thing that I most want to promote, and that's the thing I'm most thankful for during this holiday time. And so I, moving on to a different note, we have favorite things that I'm kind of missing with my kids out of college is college football. And we have a huge week of rivals this week. We have Ohio State playing Michigan. We have Georgia versus Georgia Tech. We have Alabama versus Auburn. That's a huge rivalry. We have University of Texas down there in our state capital, the Longhorns versus the Texas Tech Raiders. We have Florida versus Florida State, Oklahoma versus Oklahoma State. It goes on and on and on.
There's a lot of talking. There's really only one game this week.
Oh, Kim.
Who are we kidding?
Who's it for you?
Really? Really? You're going to ask OU, OSU? It's Bedlam, baby. Come on. There's one game this week.
Oh, okay. Well, we are like, I know that we are all in our element because you know what we're going to do. We're going to try to peel ourselves away from watching a fabulous weekend of football. And we're all going to relish in the leftovers. My cooking is I ordered a cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory, and don't act shocked. That's I'm taking some good wine that the brokers at California Wine Connection set me up with, and I'm taking a cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory because you know my name is Jenny, and I'm addicted to Cheesecake Factory cheesecake. I just am. So, and you know, I think they requested chocolate raspberry or something, but you know, I'm walking out with key lime. So anyway, but no, I'm so excited. When I got the invite to, you know, and I heard Carl was cooking, I was like, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, because it's quite a journey when you go to the store and it takes a lot of preparation to pull a meal together for a lot of people, but I am.
Yes, it does.
I'm so happy to be entering into this week and go celebrate with friends, and happy that y'all are gonna.
I have an announcement.
Oh, okay.
I have an announcement I got to talk about before we get off of here.
Okay.
I know we're winding down. Well, you and I have talked numerous times about rescue.
Yes.
And I'm a big advocate of rescue.
Yes.
And rescue is often as my husband will allow me. And we rescued a new puppy this week.
I saw her. She's so beautiful. I love her.
Oh my gosh. Little Dixie Lou has wrapped us around her little finger. And we are biting on that hook. And she is just precious. She is a 9-week-old miniature long-haired dachshund, which I never thought I would have. I know you've had Johnny Ringo, or I'm sorry, Ringo the Rocket Wrangler.
Ringo, the
And
rocket wrangler, the racing dog, the racing phenom, yes.
so now I have joined the Doxy Club.
I love it. I
And
love it.
she's sitting here right in my lap right now, just passed out
Joining
asleep,
us.
running in her sleep. I don't know who she's
Yeah.
running from, but she's
Yeah.
running.
Yeah, that's so awesome. I love that. Yes, we're all about you and I are animal lovers and we love our animal rescue programs and so love our service dogs that we have in our military. So I want to just end up and say I had a whole page of positivity things that I just flipped over and saw and so I'm just thankful to live in a nation that we're free. And we're in unity, one nation under God. And we're going to encourage ourselves, encourage one another with positive and affirming talk. And I say this every day, it's all about the story you tell. What story are you going to tell in your mind? Are you going to maintain, positive thoughts and self-edit yourself when you have negative, limited thoughts? Because honestly, we serve a God of source with unlimited abundance. And we are in control of our destiny simply by our power of positive words and the story we tell. And it's like Elon Musk said a couple of weeks ago. He said, "I probably know too much about too many things, but I'd rather be positive and be wrong than be negative and be right." And so, with that, I'm just going to say whether you think you can or you can't, or think you can't, you're probably right. And again, I always try to live by this. Whatever you vividly imagine, ardently desire, enthusiastically act upon must inevitably come to pass. And I'm just wishing everyone a beautiful, beautiful, peaceful, blessed Thanksgiving. Safe travels to you and your family, Kim. Hug
Thank
that
you.
precious mama of yours for me and tell her none of us would know how to cook if it wasn't for her. And she's also a wonderful seamstress. I mean, there's just not much that she's not good at. So we are just so thankful for our people that went before us and had those giftings and talents and vision and prayer equity to blaze a trail for us and bless our life. And Kim, have a wonderful Thanksgiving and easy, safe travels. And thank you for joining me once again on Catch a Wave, where the miracles and the timing. Be blessed.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Catch a Wave with the Surf and Cowgirl, only on LA Talk Radio.